This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Unless they destabilize us and cut us off from God. All we got to do is open that channel up to God and say, God, I'm weak, but I'm open to you. Save me. Energize me. And you're going to get hit with the energy. You're going to get hit with the discernment. Only question is, can you take it? All right. Let's go to your phone calls. And then I've got this incredible Rand Paul testimony. It just happened an hour ago. It's up on Infowars.com. Calling the emperor out with no clothes. Calling out the elephant in the room, calling out the pervert. I mean, it's powerful. All right, who's been holding the longest here? Carl? Is Carl holding the longest, or is it Scott? That would be Scott in Virginia, then Carl. Thank you for holding, Scott. Go ahead. What is your view on the Democrat Party wants the nuke codes, and the new hunchback attorney general wants the nuke codes? I mean, Swallowswell says he wants to use nukes on American gun owners. So why do you think this is happening?
Well, first of all, it's very complicated, but it seems to me like there's a initially I thought there was a lot of internal fighting going on. If they wanted the new codes from, if they want the football from Biden, if he's just a puppet, why don't they just take it? But, you know, there's so much turmoil, there's so much confusion.
Well, these are knuckle-dragging lawyers. They always want it authorized, you understand? Like, they want pedophilia legal so they can do it. They want to get it out in the open. That's why.
I think it's kind of like the Tower of Babel, where they all are building this tower to, you know, make it
happen. I agree. They all want the power of AI and cloning, right, but none of them are in control of it and ends up destroying
it. That's right. Yeah. And God knocks it down and scatters them. And it's like the Battle of the Bulge. We're seeing this. We're seeing the bulge right now, but, you know, we're going to prevail in the end. We're going to take it out.
No, I agree. Explain to them this big, giant counteroffensive happens, but it falls apart.
That's exactly right. And as the world wakes up, we're going to make our move. Well, I don't know what it is. It's, you know, the Holy Spirit, God's will prevails. We all, you know, focus on waking our neighbors up and, you know, and like I said, let the Holy Spirit prevail and take over, take back
control. Well, you know what the symbol of Davos and the UN has been the last decade is the Tower of Babel.
Well, the ending's not good for the Tower of Babel.
Well, I agree, but why would they, the EU as well, use it as a symbol? Like they're proud of it. They're like, oh, we're going to make it work this time.
Well, I think you explain it show after show after show. It's, you know, it's their attempt to, you know, God condemn them here on this planet. And the only way they can escape is, you know, through the use of humanity. So they think they're there. They're, you know, they're flying missions to Mars. They're about to make that move, and then they eliminate humanity. I believe you were saying yesterday, you know, like wearing the mask. We are built in the image of God, and they need to destroy us. They cut our heads off. Whatever they got to do, they have a hatred for anything that, you know.
That's it, because it's like a full grown man beating up a 3-year old toddler. We're going to be way more advanced than them, successful, but they can only beat us up because we are in a embryonic form right now. In fact, I forgot that the UN building in the World Court actually is the Tower of Babel. They actually built it. If you're a radio listener, I know that sounds crazy, folks. I'm showing it on TV. Is memory serves? Is that the World Court or is that the International Bank of Settlements? I'm going for memory here because they built a couple buildings like it. Great point, Scott. Anything else?
But I think it's like Godzilla versus King Kong. And there's going to be some collateral damage, but I think there's going to be so much infighting going on amongst our enemy that they're going to take themselves down along with the, you know.
I agree with you. That's why we can't get depressed and we can't hurt ourselves or hurt others. And believe me, I'm talking to myself when I say that. We just need to be cool and trust in God. I totally agree with you. That's a great point. Because believe me, folks, you don't think I don't get pissed and lose hair over this and just get upset? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. All right, back in 60 seconds, and I'm going directly to Kirk, Captain Kirk. And then we're going to go to everybody else. Boom, boom, boom. We got three Carls. Carl in Kansas, Carl in Austin, and Carl in San Antonio. So we got two Carls in Texas. That's like three cherries. on the slot machine here. We'll be right back.
Is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Ah, Chinese dragon here, America. We do anal swab to you, State Department, and your government. Let us do it. You follow orders well.
That's how long you want to be.
Your president controlled by us. Nuclear quote now give to Pelosi. And swallows well. Here you go, State Department. Oh, right in your poo-poo. Ah. Oh, do that for you.
He just joined us. I'm not joking. Report: China subjected U.S. diplomats to anal coronavirus reports. And it's China confirms they did it. And now the State Department says it's an accident. And China says we'll only do it to U.S. citizens. We will not do it to lords of the Communist Party. China claims COVID anal swabs administered to U.S. State Department in error. Oh, I got a fentanyl the dragon has to make a return with an anal swab.
Oh, President Biden, give me new code or I anal swab you. Uh-oh.
Come on, man. I'm sorry, I can't handle it anymore. Woo! Into hour number three, baby. Got a bunch of calls to get to, and I got Rand Paul just annihilated that weird fat potbelly dude with a weird curly wig on. We're supposed to bow down to him. He's a man becoming a woman who wants to sexually mutilate children. Seriously, I want to mutilate children. I'm a creepy looking fat dude with a wig on. Oh my God! Let's make you God! You want to have access to our children and cut their genitals off? Well, my God, you're wonderful. Well, Jeffrey Dahmer should be getting your job. Creepazoid, folks. He put out a report. It put out a report about safe orgies. Yeah, let's orgy with this. I mean, wow. Wow. If you'll accept that like a creepy dude in a wig, give me access to your children's genitals. I'm liberal. Give me access now. But that's coming up next segment. Let's go ahead. Let's get to the Carls here. Let's go to Carl in Kansas. Carl, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Carl. I'm a truck driver out here, and actually I'm from Georgia. I'm the location right now. I'm in Kansas.
You're not the health secretary that wants to chop children's genitals off?
No, but...
That's not a very good profession, actually delivering things people need. Why don't you get in the business of wearing a wig and give us speeches about how you want to get involved with our children's genitals, Carl?
Oh, hell.
Well, sorry, I apologize. See, because you're a racist, okay? You're not thinking about children's genitals. That's your first problem. Start thinking like President Smell You Well. Sorry, I'm going to stop, sir. Go ahead and make your point. You're a truck driver.
I'm too white, see, so, you know, I go right there with Coca-Cola.
Well, it's okay if you're white and you wear a wig and say you're a woman and you're obsessed with children's genitals. Then it's fine.
Well, see, since everything is going so anal, why not they just get the codes and have them imprinted in their anuses? Each one of them have one of the code numbers, and that way they can determine which order they have to go in.
And the deputy health secretary can oversee it.
There you go. See,
it's totally normal to have a weird dude in a wig that wants to chop children's genitals off speaking to your kindergarten class. Totally normal. I know we laugh at it.
You guys are having conversations about what we should do. Everybody's saying what we should do. Why don't we act upon what was already talked about? You're talking about states that can not succeed, but recall any office of their state. I looked up the site, ncsl.org. So we can pull that
one. It's a lot of states, but California's doing it, others are doing it. I'm going to jump, Carl. I appreciate you holding great points. Let's talk to another Carl. Sorry, if you're a radio listener, you're missing out. This is a creature that literally says it wants to chop your son's genitals off. Let's go ahead and talk to another Carl in Austin. Carl in Austin, then Carl in San Antonio. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, brother. So good to talk to you.
I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Red pill since 1996. Kevin Trudeau turned me on to you through his book and turned my world upside down, dude.
Yeah, the media attacked me for saying Kevin Trudeau didn't deserve to go to prison. He wrote a book about herbs that are known to help people, and last time I heard it, I think he's still in prison.
Wow. So I think this is a setup on the nuke codes, and I think the reason they have to announce it is so that they can vote for it. Yeah. And just check this out. So if they give the nuke codes to where they're not supposed to be and nobody can make a decision, if we get lightly hit with a 4 or 5 nuke strike, we would absorb it because we couldn't respond because they couldn't get it together.
Oh, that's the whole point. And we deserve it because we're racist, too.
So if they hit us with a light strike, maybe, quote unquote, here in Texas, guess what they could do as a UN? They could offer us humanitarian support. And that could help get blue helmets on the ground. What do you think about that?
Sir, I mean, listen, I always go with my gut. I intellectually study things, but my gut is the subconscious. It's way more powerful, hundreds of times more powerful than conscious. And my gut is they're going to get the codes from Biden, and they're thinking about doing a first strike to decapitate us, to make us surrender. I told the crew that last Monday in the studio. Crew, did I not tell you that? And then sure as hell, that's what's in the news right now. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Carl. Another Carl in San Antonio, Texas, another great city. Army vet on corruption. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. Hey, the real problem is the attack against the American model and the American values that we've had and been so good to us. Corruption is the other big piece.
No, but you're right. They're attacking the American model because it competes with their globalist model.
Absolutely. And the globalists have an agenda. It's very comprehensive. They've been working on it a long time. And either they've got people in the CIA and in Congress, or they work on co-opting them. You know, we have laws in this country. And why the FBI, I guess they got into them too, but if we can get into the FBI and get patriots in there, because they're going to have their tentacles and everything in the country, plus they've got visibility on.
Well, I'll tell you how it works in the FBI. I've been told this by high-level FBI. You've been in the FBI 5 years. You're doing bank robberies. You're doing kidnappings, real work, you know, stuff everywhere. You're doing, like, copyright stuff, everything. Pretty soon you're at a hotel at a party. If you don't have sex with a hooker, you don't advance. Then it's a 16-year-old girl. Don't do it. You don't advance. And the guys know, well, I don't have sex with a 16-year-old. Well, you're not in the club. Next, it's do a drug deal, whatever. And so you have the white hat FBI and the black hat FBI. And the black hat FBI runs the show. And so that's basically it. And then you got the gay mafia and the FBI, all of it. So it's just a big mess.
We know he had some problems. I almost hate to ask you this question about Steve Pachinik. How could he be so wrong about everything? And it seemed like those Boogaloo boys had his fingerprints all over it.
You know, just because he wears Hawaiian shirts, I don't think he's a Boogaloo boy. Okay. Steve said a lot of true things over the years, and I think he wanted to believe positive stuff, and I don't think he is, like, jacked into – I mean, so what if you're jacked into the CIA? So if you're jacked into the military? Those guys don't know what's going on. Nobody knows. It's all out of control. You know, there's basic movements in humanity, movements of freedom, movements of tyranny, and you got to know who the different players are. But at least Pachinik had the nerve to come on and defend himself when what he said was going to happen didn't happen, right?
Up the mountain when we were up there, and you're a big guy. You're I didn't want to. You don't think I'm schmoozing you, but I spent 30 years in the Army as a full colonel, and we don't have the kinds of problems that you have in the civilian leadership. I mean, I don't think you have too many senior leaders that that are honest you could depend on. So I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to lionize the military, but on average, compared to corporate America and the lawyers are scum. They're just lying, lazy, dumb scum.
Right.
And they're the ones that want control of the nukes right now. The attorney general wants the nukes. How could that go bad?
Sure.
They're trying to take over. Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate your call. All right, I got to all three Carls. Now I've got the Rand Paul opening statement that was powerful to the fat dude in a wig in chief who says, I want federal funding to chop five-year-olds' penises off. I'm sorry to use that word. That's what he wants. He wants to have the state come in, take kids away from parents, and chop those genitals off. He's like a lawnmower coming for your son's genitals. He's wearing a wig, though, so it's okay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. treatment. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back live, the Alex Jones Show. Well, Rachel Levine is the deputy head of Health and Human Services, and because it's a dude wearing an ugly curly wig, we're supposed to just go, whoa, this is God. You got yellow teeth, you look like a psycho, like the Penguin. You're ready to star in the new Batman movie as the Penguin. I better bow down to you. But hey, if you want to cut your genitals off, as I mean, I'm a libertarian. As long as I'm going to pay for it with taxpayer money, I mean, you're okay, whatever. My God, was that him before? It's kind of like, who's that white lady that said she was black? And it just goes on and on and on and on. Was that a real picture of him before he did that curly wig? Was that real? Or was that somebody else? That was real. Oh, my God. So how do I advance the top of government? Well, I'll just grow a wig. I don't know if, like, Bruce Jenner, who refused to cut his genitals off for publicity, I don't know if this dude cut his off or not, but here's the deal. He's out there giving speeches about we need to get little boys' genitals. Hey, I don't care who you are. Stop talking about little boys' genitals. The school shouldn't be about little boys' genitals. But that's how far we've gone with this cult of mad scientists. So here's Mr. Pervert Potato Head is his real name, being grilled by Dr. Rand Paul just hours ago.
Genital mutilation has been nearly universally condemned. Genital mutilation has been condemned by the WHO, the United Nations Children's Fund, the United Nations Population Fund. According to the WHO, genital mutilation is recognized internationally as a violation of human rights. Genital mutilation is considered particularly egregious because, as the WHO notes, it is nearly always carried out on minors and is a violation of the rights of children. Most genital mutilation is not typically performed by force, but as WHO notes, that by social convention, social norm, the social pressure to conform, to do what others do and have been doing, as well as the need to be accepted socially and the fear of being rejected by the community. American culture is now normalizing the idea that minors can be given hormones to prevent their biological development of their secondary sexual characteristics. Dr. Levine, you have supported both allowing minors to be given hormone blockers to prevent them from going through puberty, as well as surgical destruction of a minor's genitalia. Like surgical mutilation, hormonal interruption of puberty can permanently alter and prevent secondary sexual characteristics. The American College of Pediatricians reports that 80 to 95% of prepubertal children with gender dysphoria will experience resolution by late adolescence if not exposed to medical intervention and social affirmation. Dr. Levine, do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed. And if I am fortunate enough to be confirmed as the Assistant Secretary of Health, I will look forward to working with you and your office and coming to your office and discussing the particulars of the standards of care for transgender medicine.
The specific question was about minors. Let's be a little more specific since you evaded the question. Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia? You have said that you're willing to accelerate the protocols for street kids. I'm alarmed that poor kids with no parents who are homeless and distraught, you would just go through this and allow that to happen to a minor. I would hope that you would have compassion for Kira Bell, who's a 23-year-old girl who was confused with her identity. At 14, she read on the internet about something about transsexuals. She thought, well, maybe that's what I am. She ended up getting these puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones. She had her breasts amputated. But here's what ultimately she says now. And this is a very insightful decision from someone who made a mistake but was led to believe this was a good thing by the medical community. I made a brash decision as a teenager, as a lot of teenagers do, trying to find confidence and happiness, except now the rest of my life will be negatively affected, she said, adding that the medicalized gender transitioning was a very temporary, superficial fix for a very complex identity issue. What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we believe that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make.
Well, I'm going to play the rest of this, but this is a literal cult leader with a whole out-of-control medical system with mRNA and checkpoints and anti-human tyranny that wants to end the human system as it's known, bring in cyborgs, and they know if we'll accept our young boys who are mentally ill, who are autistic, who are street children, that's what the British government admits, half the kids over there are autistic. And they come to a little autistic boy and say, aren't you pretty? You're really a girl. And the teacher gets them to sign a paper when they're 9 years old, and they go chop their testicles off. And then a weird ghoul like this monster is a high priest over it. This is just such a crime against humanity. It's literal amputation of girls' breasts. They're beautiful breasts that God gave them that feed babies. Oh, you're not a girl. We're going to chop your breast off. You're not a boy. You're going to chop your genitals. And now they're like, oh, it's not enough to chop their testicles off when they're 9. We want to chop them off when they're 3. Just have the little kid on an iPad click, I want to be a girl. Give them a lollipop. Oh, you want to be a girl? We're going to chop your testicles. This is a ghoul. Call them out. These are monsters. These are beyond child molesters. They don't want to just have sex with your children. They want to mutilate them and chop their future off and wreck their future and steal their essence and their will. Complete the video.
I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field. And
same statement.
Confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health.
It's very nuanced.
I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
We put chemicals in the water to
sterilize. Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question.
The witness is
a very specific one.
Filth.
Should minors be making these momentous decisions? For most of the history of medicine, we wouldn't let you have a cut sewn up in the ER, but you're willing to let a minor take things that prevent their puberty, and you think they get that back? You give a woman testosterone enough that she grows a beard, do you think she's going to go back looking like a woman when you stop the testosterone? You have permanently changed them. Infertility is another problem. None of these drugs have been approved for this. They're all being used off-label. I find it ironic that the left
is
letting nuts over hydroxychloroquine being used possibly for COVID are not alarmed that these hormones are being used off-label. There's no long-term studies. We don't know what happens to them. We do know that there are dozens and dozens of people who've been through this who regret that this happened.
And the global
change happened to them. And, you know, if you've ever been around children, 14-year-olds can't make this decision. In the gender dysphoria clinic in England, 10% of the kids are between the ages of 3 and 10. We should be outraged that someone's talking to a 3-year-old about changing their sex. I can't vote for you if you can.
Thank you so much, Senator Paul.
And I pray to God for judgment on these people. Folks, you better choose a side because God's going to destroy anybody that does stuff like this. New World Order, FBI, you don't got to worry about me. You got to worry about God of the universe. All of you that serve this system that think you threaten me, you think you scare me, I'm scared of the Creator. I'm with Him forever. I'm committed. I'm free.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I got you a lot of calls. Sorry to the full board. I had to get to some of you. But we're going to get your name and number if you want. I'll call you back tomorrow. We'll take your calls. Alex Jones here, back live. Well, I was on Kevin Spulchek's show. Thought it was pretty informative. Wanted to get him to pop in on the broadcast with us. He's the host of News Rocky. He's a retired correction officer and state of Connecticut, former first selectman of the town of Griswood and former Connecticut state representative, 45th District. He has owned and co-owned several businesses, including Pub 45 and Field. How do you say that? Tranquility. I like that name, like on the moon. Kevin has had a passion for politics and radio since he was a child. Hosting the News Rocky podcast is his dream job at News Rocky on Facebook for now. But he's on with us, and I wanted to get into a host of subjects with him. Coronavirus and our Lord and Savior Fauci, Biden's push for reparations, how black and tan Americans will save the Second Amendment, the future of the GOP, Las Vegas shooting. Why is the case closed, or is it closed? Great to have you here with us, my friend.
Hey, Alex, great to be with you today, and so much. I'm so excited to be on your show. Thank you, brother.
I'm excited to have you here. I'm going to get you on our other shows. You're a great talk show host. Hey, first off, what do you make of Pelosi wanting the nuclear code, saying Biden's got the 25th Amendment problem? This is crazy. I thought they'd wait a while before they made their move on Biden.
Now, listen, brother, there's no time to waste. I mean, listen, we don't even know how long Joe Biden's going to make it physically, health-wise. There's no doubt that this plan was pre-organized. We know it. You talk about it every day on your show, and we do the same thing. This is just the ultimate plan for this total control by this Democratic control, Pelosi, Schumer, and the rest of the clowns down there in Washington, D.C.
What would you call this period of time we're living in right now?
Scary. It's actually the scariest time to be alive and be America. I think this is scarier than any time ever, because you know what? When you're losing your First Amendment right, what you've been going through as a host, what Donald Trump, the former president, went through, when they've denied access for platforms to control the narrative, and they're coming after our guns, Alex. This is a crazy time, brother.
I totally agree with you. Now they're saying you can't criticize NATO on Twitter. I mean, this is getting crazy.
You know what, Alex? I just did a special episode of the attacks of NATO on the Serbian people. You know, and I don't. You know, we're going to have the topic here. We can talk about it.
Let's get into that because here's the deal. I'm not a Serbophile. I don't have any East European blood. Maybe they're great people.
Right.
But I mean, looking and studying that, they admitted the UN had to admit that double the number of Serbs died as other groups. They admitted that the Muslims started the war. But then Clinton went in and bombed Belgrade with DU and took over Pristina and all that. Literally, the war criminals were the outsiders, but then they killed Slobodan Milosevic inside The Hague.
It wasn't just Bill Clinton, the president of the United States in 1999. It was also our president today, Joe Biden. He was the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee. He actually went and orchestrated this plan. And today, I talked to a Serbian resident who lived through it at 11 years old. She shared her story. It's going to be on next week on a two-part series on News Rocky. I'm going to tell you, Alex, there's a lot of answers that need to be offered by the government here in this United States.
War crime. And what do you think of Biden now saying, we need to let China take over Hong Kong and let China run death camps?
Are you kidding? Here we go, right? This is what happens each and every time. Joe Biden is just another talking piece for the Democratic control party. They are looking to try to now look at Alex. No wars in 4 years under the former president.
Zero
wars. We now are facing Iran. These are the conversations that the government, wag the dog government. That's what I call it. Wag the dog government in Washington, D.C. They want this.
I agree. What about the domestic front, the troops at the Capitol, and Senator Leahy saying the troops don't leave till they rout out the patriots?
We are now in a militarized zone down, and the military is going to be there. We know it's not going away, right? You know, we're going to see, you know, when we want to bring our kids down and our children to show them what Washington, D.C. is like, we're going to have to go through each little military stop, because that's the government that this politicians in Washington, D.C., they wanted, Alex. They want to deny us our country and our rights.
That's right. Everything is now a little martial law checkpoint programming point.
It's amazing. And yeah, listen, Alex, you were down there, right? And you were down there for the gathering. You participated, exercised your First Amendment rights. Look at the attacks on the good American people who are out exercising their American right, their rights as a First Amendment in this country.
Oh, yeah, we had a million people out there. Maybe 200 broke in. Maybe 50 were violent. One guy pooped on the walls. No one's endorsing that. But literally, it was four citizens were killed. Now the mother of the cop that got killed said he died of a aneurysm. He was never hit in the head. It was all a lie.
Is that true? I haven't seen that. And be honest with you, that's something that's great concerning for all Americans, because the lies that keep on coming out through the corporate media, we know you fight it every day, Alex. I'm just getting in this industry, and I can tell you right from the beginning, I'm fighting each and every day to fight against fake news, fake corporate media. Each and every day, they want to deny us to tell the truth.
What about civil war? Pelosi wants a civil war. I don't want violence. I think the communist Chinese do. They're claiming I want violence or others want violence. What do you think the Democrats want?
Listen, what's a better distraction than the following the bouncing ball, right? This is all it is. This is typical politics. I sat in a seat at the State House in Hartford, Connecticut here. I was a state representative. Nothing helps with politicians to pass their own policies through than create some kind of diversion. This is all diversion tactics, and that's what Washington, D.C. insiders know. You know that, Alex. It's happened every day.
Yeah, the way to kill a story is with another story. So looking at their attempts at racial division and the Coca-Cola training video saying whiteness is evil, get rid of it, Nickelodeon saying that, Biden pushing reparations, most of the population in the U.S. that's white, they have studies, over 80% has no ancestor that was even in the U.S. during slavery. Most people came here after it. And then only 2% of Southerners had slaves. So it's literally almost no one that you'd have to do their genealogy to know. How do you then charge somebody that, say, moved here from Russia 50 years ago or Italy 20 years ago or Germany 15 years ago or the UK 60 years ago or anywhere? How do you charge them because they're white to give black people money? And obviously the government doesn't care about black people. It's this idea of the government taking from one group and giving to another. It's very dangerous. Is that audio problems on my side or their side, guys? It's their side, okay. All the reason I ask you is sometimes my headset goes out and it sounds just like that. It goes, because I have a wireless headset. And then I can't hear myself, so I thought that might have been me. Well, now you know why we got this guy on. He's a smart guy, got a lot of great points, good talk show host. And we'll see about getting this hooked back up, getting him back on with us. But it's total divide and conquer. It's like, oh, we love black people. We've got vaccines for you. And then I learned something yesterday that I'm not ready to get to today. I meant to do some research on it. I didn't have time to do it. But definitely black people are dying from COVID at double the rate of white people. Almost no one's dying that's white of COVID unless they're like 85 years old. But there are a lot of black folks. And I went to high school with Shane Steiner. And I knew the guy. I had lunch with him a few times. Barely knew him at school. But I knew his name when Shane told me, hey, did you hear such and such died yesterday? We went to lunch in his helicopter. He came and picked us up at the office. He flies around a helicopter. He's a big helicopter pilot. We flew out to Salt Lake, had lunch out in Driftwood. And he said, hey, did you hear such and such died? And I said, of what? Of COVID. He goes, yeah, did you hear his wife died? And I go, this doesn't track. Young people our age, you know, 47, 48 years old. He goes, yeah, but remember, he's black. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. He's a UT football player later, well known. So I'm going to talk about that at some point because it's literally out of control. Sorry, Kevin, we had a little problem there. We'll go to break, come back with you. Again, we have our special guest, Kevin Schoolcheck, on with us. News Rocky is where you find him on Facebook and so much more, doing a great job. We'll get into Biden's reparations, how black and tan Americans can save the Second Amendment, the future of the GOP, Las Vegas shooting, is the case really closed? That's an important topic, and our Lord and Savior, who woke up and was God, Fauci. Now, Trump never tried to run our lives, but people get mad if he did. I would too. But when it's Fauci and it's Bill Gates, we supposedly got to put up with it. So we're going to cover it all. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Remember, big tech is working around the clock to block those URLs. When you promote those URLs, it changes the world. So, tomorrow's news today, Infowars.com. Only you can prevent tyranny.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Reading in two history books and not believing it, so I went down to the library and checked and confirmed that it had been reported at the end of World War II that Hitler made sausages out of his own blood and had the top SS officers eat it. Hollywood's coming out with blood sausages made out of their blood, and before I read the article, I went, they're going to get a few of their cells and grow it. Bill Gates is involved. Remember, he said, you're not going to eat real meat anymore. So it's going to be celebrity steak. And the weird liberals are so weird, they'll be like, want to eat Brad Pitt T-bone. So it's cannibalism. I fought with the devil. I got down on his level. That just means you got to get down in the weeds inside their mindset, man, and tell you, there's just no end to these people. I'm going to cover that next hour. Laura Loomer's running for Congress again. Big announcement here in a moment. Kevin Schoolcheck, I appreciate you coming on. You join us again. We got about 10 minutes left in this segment. Let's get into Biden reparations. That's something you've been covering big.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something, Alex. This is something that concerns me because, you know what, the average American, this really isn't on the highlight reel. We know that the atrocities that took place, not just for the black Americans' ancestors, they want to call it, but, you know, think about the Native Americans of this country. They're never talked about. But this is nonsense. Who's going to pay for the next generation of issues that we have to go and remedy with? You know, I just think this is a bunch of Washington, D.C. insider campaign promises, and they're going to continue to do this, Alex.
I agree. Let's get into Las Vegas shooting. Man, they always hype up all the other shootings, but they don't want to talk about that one.
Why? You know, Alex, I know you listen, you're on to every topic going on in the world practically, but let's ask a real serious question. I believe they closed out this investigation back in 2018. When you look at the investigation, it seems like there was not a lot of clarity here. There was not a lot of open to this investigation. Now, how does someone take 300 plus pounds of ammunition and guns up, how many, 30 floors in a hotel room, disarm the security system?
Yeah, what's your best analysis of what, because we've actually, from my view, we know what actually happened there. What's your view?
Listen, this was an insider deal. This was somebody. Listen, I'm a Second Amendment guy like you, and I think this is purely opportunity for people to push a narrative on the attack of the Second Amendment in this country. I also believe that this was, again, I refer to Wag the Dog a lot, Alex, the movie from 1997 or 87 with Dustin Hoffman in it.
Nice, this is
an attempt to control the narrative. They want to distract
us. Well, I agree. We basically know what happened. You had the Saudi Arabians having a major convention there. They couldn't get weapons in. And so they had the CIA contractor that already sold weapons through Fast and Furious into Mexico that actually went to Al-Qaeda. You had a civil war, Trump shutting down Al-Qaeda in Saudi Arabia, a civil war that later broke out in Saudi Arabia that America won through Trump. And the Wahhabis got shut down. So they set him up. He brought them the arms. Then they used that to try to embarrass Trump, shoot everything up. But Trump figured it out, exposed him, rolled up the Al-Qaeda network. So that was really an extension of the war in Syria coming to America. And the Islamists are saying, we'll attack your casinos just like they do in Mumbai and to the Indians and others if you don't submit to us. And so it was the right answer. Not a lot of coverage. Go kill the Al-Qaeda people. That's what happened.
Just another cover-up, in my opinion, of by
government. No, it is a cover-up, but real terrorism you don't want to give attention to. So they just went in, took over Saudi Arabia, killed everybody involved. Remember, like, they took over the Ritz-Carlton and in Riyadh, had guys hanging out. I'm not for torture and stuff. I'm just saying Trump went in and rolled up the Islamists for what they did in Las Vegas.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, that's one topic. I mean, we got a lot of stuff. And, you know, I want to thank you again, Alex, for letting us come on. And I appreciated you being on my show. But so much in the news, man. And I appreciate what you do every day.
Don't thank me, brother. Let's talk about the future of the GOP. You've been all over that. They're pretty much capitulating now that Trump is the future of the GOP with everybody but McCall, who's a Chinese agent. You've had Graham come out. You've had Pence come out and say, no, we're supporting Trump.
Right. Even after the book came out with former Vice President Mike Pence. But, you know, the interesting part about this is you have Mitt Romney, right, who is, you know, flip-flop Mitt Romney, as we call him. You know, one day he's anti-Trump, then the next day he's predicting that, yeah, Trump most likely will be the candidate in 2024. You know, this is just typical, but I have to warn, I'm a Republican, but I'm 16.
So it looks like we lost him again, so we're going to punch out at this point. I appreciate him joining us. We'll get Kevin back on as soon as his systems work. It's always fun with Skype and things. Kevin Schoolcheck, a lot of great points. Appreciate him coming on the broadcast here today. All right. Listen, I know a lot of the things we cover here sound completely insane. And then people later go, oh, my God, that's actually true. There's only four or five different types of people in the world. And they do the same stuff over and over again. Now, with technology, they do it different ways, but it's still the same modus operandi. And Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates and all these people, they're not just obsessed with poisoning you or killing you. They're obsessed with changing you and making you them. And they'll take the weirdest things and worship it, the weirdest stuff. So they got the full clone genomes in the Pfizer vaccine of a kid that died in 1966, a little boy they aborted at 8 months, and they put his full genes into you, some white kid from the U.S. You pull his name up if you want. And then they got a particular jellyfish they put the whole genes of, and they ask, They ask, what's the jellyfish for? They go, we're not going to tell you. It's experimental. We got authorization. But it's photoluminescence, glow-in-the-dark stuff. So that's what I'm telling you, folks. That's just one vaccine. That's one area of it. Top scientists look at this and they go, no one's ever done anything like this. This isn't just the protein to teach a cell how to make a protein, which causes its own list of problems. This is bizarre. Why is there a whole human genome there? Why is there a jellyfish colony creature genome? And it just goes on and on and on and on. So they come and give me this article out of the LA Times fawningly. You'll get to drink Brad Pitt's blood. See how they're trying to externalize who they are onto us? See, like we want to drink blood. But, I mean, it's Brad Pitt. And so you get some of Brad Pitt's cells, and then you clone them in a laboratory, and then it's all stitched together by Microsoft, and you go eat that, and they'll get enough trendies in line screaming for it, especially a bunch of women wearing masks. Oh, I'm going to eat Brad Pitt blood. This is the end of the world, folks. I mean, you wonder what it's going to look like. This is going to be it. Mobs of screaming, trendy women wearing masks, eating Brad Pitt steaks. Printed up by Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. They're telling you you're going to do it. And if they say it's for the earth, well, you're going to have men lining up to buy women steak dinners. And I love that they show real steak. And then they cut to this ugly, like that's real steak right there. Then they cut to this gross thing they're growing. Like, that's not, that's real meat right there. It's hurting the earth. So now you're going to eat bugs. And they show some shot of cows in a feedlot. There's no cows in feedlots. 1% are. They're about to be sold. So they fatten them up for a week before they're sold. You fly over Texas or Kansas or Montana or Wyoming or Arkansas or, hell, Illinois's got cows. And they're just cows on little farms, 20 acres, 100 acres, 200 acres, and they sell a few cows a year, and they have more cows, and you pay your property tax with the money you make off of it. But instead, oh, you're going to drink sewage. Oh, you're going to eat bugs. Oh, you're going to eat weeds. And it's just like, it's so cool. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio, he goes and fawns over Klaus Schwab. Disgusting. You know, Leonardo DiCaprio is not going to be eating any blood steaks. Oh, you'll be paying a premium. He'll get a royalty, it says, off Leonardo DiCaprio's steak. You're like, well, I won't eat that. Well, your kid will in the school lunch program. Because they want to make you eat their cell line. And the studies show that actually it'll drift into your genetics. And it just goes on and on. It's every, they put some kid that they aborted in 66 in you and a jellyfish gene. It's all just attacking us and savaging us, and oh, you're going to drink sewage, and oh, you're going to say, oh, we're going to, oh, I'm going to live in a pod, oh, we're going to invade Hong Kong, oh, we're going to have death camps, and all these, again, fawning weirdos. They're all soulless, unhappy garbage, all there at Davos because the Rothschilds fund it, and we're all going to eat Ellen DeGeneres salami, one company's quest to make meat from celebrity tissue samples. Yes. And, of course, it's Bill Gates funding it. And it's all a scam. It's all a failure. It's all a lie. So I salute the Indian farmers. The average size of a four-acre farm can feed an average of 10 people in India per 5 acres. They have the highest yield in the world. And they're not dumb. They're like, the government's coming in to standardize factory farm them, and they're revolting because they know what's going on.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.